This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One thing Chair Powell didn't really say anything about today was housing. Not like we need him to. Home prices are rising, lots of people are looking to buy, and there's not enough supply to meet demand. How much supply are we missing, though? Well, I'm glad you asked. A report out today from the National Association of Realtors says we're short about 6.8 million new housing units. And that one big reason for that is that construction of new housing, especially new homes that are affordably priced, has slowed a bunch in the past 20 years. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on the housing desk today.
Housing has been getting less and less affordable for years now, both for renters and for buyers.
The short story is that we simply haven't been producing enough housing.
Daniel McHugh is at the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard. He says that was especially true during and after the Great Recession, when construction of new homes and apartments dropped way off. And since then,
the housing that we have been producing has been focused on the high end,
rather than on smaller and medium-sized homes and apartments. Another lasting effect of the Great Recession is that there are fewer people working in construction now, says Jenny Schutz at the Brookings Institution.
There was kind of a generation of people who would have gone into carpentry and plumbing and become electricians who just didn't go into that because construction shut down.
And it's taking a while to build that labor force back up. There are also fewer places to build new housing these days, Schutz says, at least in the areas where people want to live.
We've seen an increasing interest of people in living closer into city centers, particularly in a handful of metro areas that have really hot labor markets. But those are places that have made it very difficult to build new housing.
Because many of them have strict zoning regulations that only allow for single family homes or a certain level of density that's already been reached. And on the demand side, there are a lot more people looking to buy, Schutz says, because millennials are getting married and having kids and making more money.
And so you've got this huge generation that's suddenly ready to buy homes and expand the amount of space they're living in. And the flip side of that is that baby boomers are staying in their homes longer.
Add all that up, and there just isn't enough housing, new or old, to go around. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.